Next question is Susan, S-U-S-A-N-H-I-N-T-Z. Susan Hintz, H-I-N-T-Z, date this for 2/25/2026. Ms. Hintz was seen today for face-to-face evaluation, period. Ms. Hintz is in her fifth benefit period, extending from 1/15/2026 to 3/15/2026. This hospice face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. And by the way, her date of birth is let's see, 8/30/1955. She's a 70-year-old woman, currently on hospice with history of Alzheimer's dementia. When walked into the room, patients repeating the same word over and over, yes, 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 and yes, period. Patient does maintain a good room air oxygen level at 94%, blood pressure is 110/68. Patient also suffers from dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere, moderate protein calorie malnutrition. Patients has adrenocortical insufficiency, age-related debility, hypertension, osteoarthritis, depression, anxiety, period. Patient is totally and completely bedbound, period. Patient eats very little. Patient has symptoms of aspiration associated with dysphagia, period. Patient's FASD score is now dropped to 7D, as in David, with a PPS of 40%. Patient sleeping about 12 to 14 hours a day. Patient eats very little, requires insure supplements, and even with that, she doesn't finish her supplements almost the time, period. She sometimes refuses to eat. Sometimes she becomes very agitated. She refuses visits from the RN, noted in the chart, period. Patient is no longer oriented to person, place, or time, period. Patient requires turning every 2 hours to keep the pressure off the bony prominences to reduce the chance of, reduce the risk of decubitus ulcers, period. Patient is no longer able to swallow solids, and the food must be pureed or only takes insure, period, as I mentioned. Patient continues to decline both mentally and physically related to her dementia. Patient's weight loss is consistent with the patient's weight loss is deemed unavoidable. Appears very frail. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Period, and continues to remain hospice appropriate, period. Let me find her MAC. Patient's recent Mac was documented at 21 centimeter on the left side. I put 18 centimeter on the left side, consistent with the weight loss of initial weight loss of 20 pounds and continual weight loss at this time. Patients, just put patient's MAC today measured by this examiner was at 18 centimeter, consistent with weight loss, especially weight loss and her disease process. That's what I want to say. Thank you.